Welcome back to the Lore Distraction and Interruption Show here on AchieveRadio.com. My next guest is Richard Damon. Richard, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you, Joe?
Excellent, excellent. Let's start off with you telling our audience who you are and what you do.
All right. Well, I do a lot of different things, Joe. I do transformational energy alignment work, where I release negative energy that people are carrying, emotional upsets, trauma from accidents, injury, or abuse, and I bring them into a state of alignment where they're connected to their purpose and can manifest their desires. I also do very specific intuitive consulting where I get to the root, to the core of what's going on with people, saving them a lot of time and money to basically get clear on the issues of their life and make a plan that's in alignment with their purpose. I like to say that what I do is support people to live, love, create, and manifest in alignment with their purpose.
Okay, that's excellent. Question, how did you get to this point? What brought you to this position where you're helping so many people?
Well, I was born with clairvoyant and healing ability, and my background is in show business. I was on Broadway as a child and travel around the country, and I'm still a performer as well. And people told me, even as a child, that I had very evolved abilities in transmuting healing energy and in seeing things clearly for them. And I would say to people, why are you coming to me? All I want to do is be in show business.
Right, right.
But people kept telling me that I had this gift. So basically, 33 years ago, I began doing it professionally, and it's been expanding since then. And I'm continuing also to be an actor and singer, and I wrote an autobiographical musical that's going to be done on the East Coast. And I'm sort of combining all of it.
Wow, that is very cool. As a lot of the audience knows me, that I'm an entertainer myself, not just interviewing people, but I'm a musician and a singer. I've played music all my life.
Aha, so you know.
Yeah, you know what it's like. Yep, and one thing I must relate to is that there is a tremendous amount of energy when it comes to entertainment. And people who relate to that understand that, and not obviously not everyone is a healer. I've had that actually addressed to me that said, you know, you are really an energy healer, and I would go, really? And I go, why do you say that? And he goes, well, same type of thing. You know, people say, you know, you're putting off this energy to people, and you really do help them. And I never went that path, although a lot of people said I have, but I went to the path of doing what I'm doing. So I do appreciate what you're saying and the creativity of it. A lot of people don't understand what energy healing is, and like your take on that, because I think it's a wonderful thing when you can actually really do that, because I've met people who say they do and they really don't. So tell that in layman's terms. What is energy healing all about?
Okay, well, energy healing, the way I do it, combined with alignment work, is basically most of the work I do is over the phone, but people do see me in person as well. I'm in Chicago, and I'm moving back to New York next month. Mm-hmm. But if I were to do a session with someone, basically they would lie down, I would guide them through a process, and I'm able to send the energy to release energy that's stuck in their body and around their body, emotional upset, fear, rejection, abuse, humiliation, shame, disappointment, and actually begin to lift it out of the body. And then what I'm able to do is to send the energy to bring people in a different state of alignment, just as if you would go to a chiropractor, that's a form of energy healing. If you go to an acupuncturist, that's a form of energy healing. But what I do is I don't use any of those modalities. I'm able to, just through sending energy through my hands and through my body, bring people to a state of alignment where they're connected to source, to their higher power, and they're able to manifest what they want in their life. I don't know if that's clarifying it.
No,
also.
Understood. And it's starting to make sense. I really do appreciate that. I really do. Before we continue, do you have a website that people can go to and check you out?
Yeah, www.richarddamien.com.
Very easy. Very, very good.
Very easy.
No, I like that. And we'll mention that again towards the end of our conversation. Now, again, there's a lot of people out there who will go, it's a bunch of woo-woo stuff, and it really doesn't happen. But scientifically, and this has been happening in our marketplace, scientifically, people are seeing about the core of the body, the energy, and they really understanding or starting to understand from a scientific standpoint that these things do occur, and that people like yourself actually can help you if you're going to open your mind and you're going to say, I want to be helped. Do you find that too? I mean, if people are going to block it, it seems I don't think anybody can help them.
Well, sometimes, but I've had many, many people come to me who are very skeptical, and they have felt the energy moving in their body very specifically, and they've noticed the difference in their life, in their relationships, in their work, in their health and creativity and well-being, and they have said to me, I feel it, it's real to me, but when I came in, I didn't believe in any of this.
Well, that's excellent.
So
that's excellent.
Thing, once you have the experience of it, then it's real for you. Because a lot of people come to me who are referred by psychiatrists, psychologists, psychotherapists, doctors, because their energy has been stuck. They've been holding on to negativity or upset, which has been manifesting in the form of dis-ease or specific chronic conditions, and they've wanted a shift, and they've just had a hard time. It hasn't happened. So the therapists say to me that they feel my work enables people to get much more out of therapy because the energy starts moving.
Right. And that does make a lot of sense. There's we've seen it so many times. I know you have. I've seen it myself. But people get stuck in that negative world. There is no doubt about it. And we've got to get them out of that. So I appreciate what you're doing. And people like yourself need help. And I think that if they were totally skeptical, they wouldn't call you. There was something reaching out to try to help themselves, which is really good. And I want people to open their minds. We've talked about that a lot on my show about I'm not a person who goes extremes left or right, but balanced. Uh-huh. I'm a balanced world. But give it a try. I mean, if you're living in a world of negativity, Richard is a guy you could talk to. He could help you out. So I really do appreciate that. And I know it's off the subject, but I think it's part of the subject, is you're moving back to New York. I mean, I have a great affinity here because I love Chicago. I've been in many times, and I grew up in New York. So back and forth.
I can hear by your accent.
Absolutely, absolutely. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, my hometown. Is the experience that's about to happen? How do you like that?
Yes.
Experience about it? Is that what's drawing you back into New York, the play and everything of that nature?
I wrote an autobiographical musical about my life called Almost a Child Star because I was almost a child star.
Ah, I love it.
And I share how it affected me in my life and also my journey to becoming a transformational healer. And in New York, as you know, it's the mecca for theater in this country.
Yes.
And I have a lot of opportunity and interest there, and it's definitely the vibration where I want to be, where I feel most alive. I'm most alive around the creative energy, and a lot of my clients in New York are actors, singers, dancers, writers, composers, musicians, so forth. And I find that because I do phone sessions, it doesn't really matter where I live. I've done sessions with people from Europe, from Israel, from England, from Greece, from Hawaii. It doesn't really matter. The person doesn't have to be in the same room.
Right. That's excellent, too, because I always thought, and you're shedding some light even to myself, I always thought it had to be hands-on and it had to be right there. So that's really very, very good that you could deal with people through the Internet, through radio, through everything. Mm-hmm. That's ideal. And it is the mecca of creativity is New York. There's no doubt about it. Manhattan, we'll have to put that, yes. Because I deal with people and talk to them about New York, and they say, oh, I'm from Rochester. And I go, it's not the same. I'm sorry. God bless you, but it's not the same. You know, Brooklyn's not even the same. You know, and they go, well, you grew up in Brooklyn. I go, no, we used to go into the city. It's Manhattan. That's where it's happening. That's where the energy is. There's no doubt about
it. I'm going to be right there in the middle of the theater district.
Excellent, excellent.
Center of the universe.
Well, I hope that the play gets off Broadway or on Broadway. I hope it gets done and invite me. I mean, I'd love to come out. It'd be really great.
And I will travel around the country. I'll also do it in Southern California, and you can come there too.
Excellent, excellent. So you want to do a road show? You know, you're very energetic, very good. This is really a great situation. You can entertain, but also help people. That's what I'm all about. So I love it. I think it's so relationship wise. Entertaining is important. It really is. People need to get entertained, especially in a stressful world. It is so stressful. People are so hung up on negative energy. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, we need that. We need the entertainment value as well as the energy healing, so I do appreciate it.
Hey, Joe, can I say one thing
please.
About the title of the show?
Yeah.
That, you know, distraction, mm-hmm. you know, that people think of distraction sometimes as a negative thing, but distraction can sometimes be the most wonderful thing in the world, and basically performing, you know, music, theater, film can distract people from their negativity.
Yes.
And can change their vibration and uplift them, just as a healing session can distract the mind from feeding more negativity and creating more problems and really creating a shift. So when I saw in the title of your show, Distraction, I was like, that's for me, because distraction is positive. It provides something that enables people to create a shift if they know how to use it.
That's key. And you're right. My whole program is not negative. That's a double negative right there. So it's very positive. But it is definitely a positive approach. It's just bringing these distractions to light and saying there are positive distractions. You're right on the money. I really do appreciate that. As we mm-hmm. come to a conclusion for now, because we'll have to talk again, especially after you move to New York and you'll have success and we'll have to tell us all about the play. I'm looking forward to that. Your website again, mention it, your name, so please mention your website again.
Yes, it's www.richarddamien.com. And also on my website, I have my book available, which is called A Monk in the World.
Oh, very cool. I like the title. Very, very good. So just a Renaissance guy. I can see that. I love it. I relate. You'll have to do your...
You know, it takes one to know one.
Absolutely. You'll have to do your own radio show down the line. I could see it now. Richard, thank you for being on the Law of Distraction and Interruption show. You got it. You understand the program. So I really do appreciate it. And when you land back into Manhattan, get back to me. We'll talk again on our show.
All right. Thank you. I wish you great success.
Same to you, my friend. Thank you very much. Take care now. This is the Law of Distraction and Interruption show here on AchieveRadio.com. We're going to take a short break. Lots of fun, educational, inspirational, the whole nine yards.